You are no longer me.
May I have a motion to return to live session?
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
So in the closed session, council reviews certain issues regarding proposed parking management contract with the attorney in accordance with General Statute 143-318-11-A-3. No action was taken at this time and guidance was given to the attorney.
Okay. Now we're going to move on to the parking committee recommendations. Now, along with the premium parking needs and recommendations, as a group, we have to make a variety of decisions here. The parking committee and premium are active participants in this process, but they do not have the responsibility to come up with these determinations. These determinations are strictly elected official positions, in my view, and we need to talk them through and to come to a conclusion based on our general knowledge of what we believe is workable, doable, and fair for our town and our citizens. With that, we will start that process. Excuse me while I get to the right piece of paper here. Mandy, do we have a handout or is it on the...
Page 16, is that normal?
Yeah, I don't seem to have that one. Okay. All right. The first item that we would talk about would be the hours of operation.
Mr. Mayor, are we going to wait till the end and approve one thing, or are we going to deal with these individuals?
Well, what I would imagine is that we kind of concur on an area and then look at it in aggregate and approve the program specifically. Okay. So I would not want to necessarily go ahead and take a motion and accept a certain area of this and then go back and change it because of some
insight. That's fine. I just wanted to see if you and I were thinking
of. Okay, no problem. All right. Starting with the hours of operation, the committee recommendation, and not really a recommendation from Premier, was actually starting at 8, ending at 6. The intent there being after 6 o'clock, not to impact restaurant traffic. Starting at 8, which seems to be a reasonable starting hour according to the other beach towns. So let's open that for discussion at this point in time. What is the will of council in this area?
If there's some type of sign that says, pay parking, I'll use this example, 8 o'clock in the morning till 6, are we still going to have overnight parking is illegal?
Yes, I thought that was, we weren't going to touch that at all. It's my impression.
Yeah, and Chief, are you agreeing you would still not have overnight parking?
Yeah, I think I would have to.
That's just in the beach accesses, correct?
Yeah,
and Atlantic Avenue or just beach accesses?
Well, I think it should be Fort Fisher Boulevard.
No, I don't agree with that. I mean, one, our police officers will be running around. I think it should. I don't think we should change overnight parking anywhere but where it currently is in effect.
Yeah, it's just in the public beach accesses currently. I think it's 24 hours any other place.
And along Atlantic Avenue, we actually have night fishing.
That's
so
right.
we have not done that along. Of course, if people are sleeping in their car, that's a different story.
Right.
Well, and my guys, they do go out in the morning.
Right.
If they see them sleeping in their car, so they try to do that a couple times a month. So
I'm just saying my opinion, Joe. I'm not saying that that's how it should be, but my opinion is for 24-hour parking, once the paid parking expires, whatever time we agree to, I think then the town should be, we should make another change. I think people pay parking over night on Atlantic Boulevard is fine. No one's, I've never heard a complaint about that issue.
I mean, also from my perspective, if you are not, if you're going to allow people to park, particularly residents, if you can allow them to park free with, under the right program, and we'll get to that.
Not free.
Well, okay, it's not free. But if you're going to allow them to park at some rate anywhere they wish, when paid parking ceases, you're going to tell them they can't
right.
park anywhere they wish?
That's right.
I have a hard time with that.
Yeah.
But with the exception of these areas. But Joe, if you have a point, please jump on it.
No, that's fine.
Would it be any better for the restaurant business, particularly, to stop this at 5 o'clock so that people?
That's what I was thinking.
Could come down and park free and not worry about having an hour that they've got to pay for or run out of the restaurant.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't listen to the entire parking committee discussion. It was 6 p.m. just because that's where it is? Well, it's not Carolina Beach, it's 10 p.m., so, because I've got it open right now. So how did we get to 6 p.m.? I'm sure it was just 5.
It was just a pick.
Well, I didn't know the discussion had a good, right. some good concept of why.
Not really. We just talked about, you know, how do we did not want to impact the downtown businesses, which are primarily restaurants, or create an issue whereby people had to pay for a period of time or whatever. We did. If you don't go to 6 o'clock, I think you can expect that the people on the beach who pay for a full day will stay there. But then, in any case, once it goes for no pay, they're going to stay anyway.
That's right.
So I guess it's irrelevant other than. But 5 or 6 o'clock, you tell me what the general will is.
So I'm with John. I prefer 5 p.m. if you're looking for consensus.
Okay, so you're saying 8 to 5, gentlemen?
That's
how good. About you, Alan? What do you think?
Yeah, I can live to 5. I understand John's point, and I think it's a valid point. I mean, what are we going to lose by going to 5 o'clock versus 6? Versus gaining what we're going to gain.
623 spaces at times $5 an hour.
If they're all
$3,000 a day, potentially.
I can do it, Jeff.
At 60% revenue, that'd be, what, $1,800? 60% occupancy?
Well, I mean, it's
a fair comment.
7 days a week over 6 months.
It's a fair comment. I mean that Joe's merely making the point that says this is what it costs to
take a peak hour out.
We can still decide to do it, but Joe's accurate, at least on what he is, on what he's telling us. So... what did you come up with? Probably about $1,800 of revenue every day?
60%.
Yeah, that's assuming no people that buy seasonal passes or residents are parking
out there,
for one. And the two, they didn't pay for all-day parking, because that may not change. So I understand Joe's point, but and we're going to get to some other portions where I'm going to make other recommendations that I emailed the council. I agree with... Commissioner Ellen, that 5 p.m. is much better for evening restaurant fare.
We start watering this down too much, it's really not going forward.
Let me ask this question. Can we do 1 hour limit in the beach access and other areas and have another set of rules for the downtown area?
I'm sure. Sure we can. It makes it more complicated online, but with the different signs, I think we could. Premium would have to answer that. I mean, the signs could be different.
Yeah. You can do 5, you can do 5:30, you can do 6, you could do 6:30, you could do whatever you wish to do.
I also think all of these issues we're getting ready to discuss are changeable the second month by computer. So you can start with 6, see how it works, and move to 5.
Well, it's harder to change the signs.
Yes, so, the sign.
And it's harder to communicate because it's already going to be enough of a communication problem. I agree with you, you can change anything, but I think we want to start off where the expectation we're going to be like this the whole season, because our communication problem is already going to be enough of a problem.
I'm sure social media will get the word out for us.
Lots of people don't read social media, Joe, like me, lots of our visitors. Mm-hmm. The town owns the responsibility for communication. The town owns communication, not Facebook. The town owns that.
Correct.
Okay.
And I'm sure that'll be shared in the broadcast part of the live.
Were there ever any discussions to limit the hours of parking to 2 or 3 hours in that business restaurant area of K?
Well, we're going to get to that. Yes. We will get to that if we're going to have any.
So we're going to have that somewhere in the.
Yep, we will get to that. But the point is, the general program, you're talking about 632 spaces. We can make changes. We were talking about a general program timing, and right now we have 8 to 6 or 8 to 5.
Yeah.
Joe's made a point, and all of you have made a point. Are you ready to, John, where are you? You 8 to 5, 8 to 5:30, 8 to 6?
I'm at 8 to 5.
8 to 5, where are you?
8 to 5.
8 to 5, Joe?
8 to 6.
5, 8 to 5.
Okay, so we got 8 to 5. All right, now, a greater discussion item is going to be the rates per hour. What the recommendation was by the supplier, as well as, though they said they would do whatever we wish, as well as the parking committee, is that we go with the Carolina Beach established market rate of $5. However, when it comes to the daily rate, I think the daily rate in Carolina Beach is $20, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
And the recommendation of the parking committee was we should probably do $25 an hour. So there was no big back and forth on that, but this is something that we have to decide because this is what's going to get imposed. So what are the views of the commissioners? I'm sure you've been thinking about it.
So I think for that specific rate, matching Carolina Beach makes sense because it makes the communication more simple, right? Mm-hmm. So I think we've got some other rates to talk about, but for the hourly rate and the daily rate, I think matching Carolina Beach makes sense in the communication process. I'm kind of concerned about that. Obviously, you've heard me say it a couple of times. That's where I am. I'm fine with the. I recommend we match Carolina Beach for those first two.
Anybody have a counter opinion?
I have a different opinion. I would like to say I think we in the Sherry Beach government set ourselves apart from Carolina Beach in a number of ways.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I would like us to be a little cheaper. I'm not sure what that number is. But also just $5 to have my car sit somewhere for an hour seems exorbitant to me.
Okay.
But
I can see that.
Yeah, that's a big number.
I don't know.
But
and also in the rates, and I know there's rates a couple of spots on here, does anybody think it should be more expensive for a premium spot? If I'm on Atlantic, should that be 5? And if I'm on 5th Street, should that be 4?
Well, John, you're absolutely right. The next question is, should there be a single rate or a dual rate? Is a single rate in its simplicity better? That is what the parking committee recommended, a single rate. But you could do dual rates.
And they did that because of communication. And it's the first year we're doing it. Let's make it as simple and upfront as possible. And then if we decide to make a change in the following years, we could do that. But we've established that this is the rates. How well does it work? We go forward with that, and then if we amend next year, we can do it next year.
My other point on that, and I asked this question, and I think it might have changed a few minds, is that do we really want to direct people to park on 6th Street? Because that's what we'll do.
Yeah, exactly right.
Right.
Yeah.
Do we want to tell the people on 6th Street, all the people who live there, that we're directing people there by making it cheaper to park there? And that would, that's a question, and it's something to think about.
I think that's a great point. I do like what Commissioner Allen said about, we separating ourselves, so maybe thinking about it. I mean, I'm torn between those two issues, right? I'm definitely with you, right? I love our neighbors to the north, but I like that we have our own flavor and our own way of doing stuff more. So, I could sort of be pulled towards where John's at a little bit.
What would the rate be that you recommend, John?
$4.99.
Make it round.
Joe's been a part of that parking committee, so he's you're going to hear their position from him. What do you think?
Well, when we first got this sheet of paper at a council meeting, I wrote down a bunch of notes to myself.
Yeah.
And I put down $4.
Okay.
Yeah, and Premium even had that as well.
Yeah, they recommended possibly being a little cheaper, or they recommended both. They said go with them or go a little under them. So that's kind of the dilemma we face right now.
$5 is a bit high, but I also see if we go lower, then that's going to be, hey, we'll go down to Curry Beach first and see if we can find a spot. We can't. So now let's go back up to Carolina Beach, and you know, especially peak weekends. I just think that'll add more traffic on the road that might not necessarily be there. I mean, I could be wrong on that, but I feel that it will.
So the argument behind that, of course, is today we recognize that people come here with a group of cars, park them here for free, and then they all drive down to Carolina Beach. Is this fixing that? I don't.
Yeah. Do they really do that? Do you really think that happens?
But not everybody. I think that. I think the chief would tell you that they're aware that that occasionally occurs. That's not necessarily a huge event.
Right.
So I'm not saying that that should determine what the rate is. It's just.
Well, we're setting ourselves aside from Carolina Beach by not going as late in the day.
That's
they're
true.
Charging basically for anybody that's going for restaurants or anything like that. They're going to pay the fee.
Yep.
I can live with the recommended rate, both of them.
Yeah. So our daily rate's more expensive than Carolina Beach because they're $20.
Yeah, correct.
Can you get a half-day rate?
No.
Yeah. I mean,
a half-a-day rate would be $5 an hour, it'd be $20. So you can buy your 4 hours.
I think our daily rate is less hours, so I think at least we should match the daily rate.
So your recommendation would be $20 for the daily rate.
That's what I think, right? And then I'm open on the hourly rate. I don't know. I'm kind of torn, right? So fortunately, that's why there's five of us. I'm going to add some other rates that aren't even considered in here in the very next statement. So that's why I'm sort of torn, right? Because like Carolina Beach, there are some time restriction areas which I think would be valuable in the east side of K Avenue.
Yep.
K to Atlantic that we don't have in the parking rates right now. So there's added rates that I want to talk about after we've settled this one.
Okay. So right now the proposal is still $5.25 or $4.20.
I'd rather hear what David's got to say, what he's thinking before we decide on it.
Yeah. So. Well, I mean, I just think that what Carolina Beach has, their time restrictions, 2 hours, that they're $3. And right now we have still identified, there's only three of them now, but during the really screwed up time of COVID, the south side of K Avenue between 421 and Atlantic, that first road, and I think you might put it on the other side so that whole block is the same potentially. There's a couple of ways you can do it, right? Carolina Beach does it $3 an hour with a max 2 hours, right? And so what that does is you get in, you can eat or do your business, pick up your coffee at the coffee shop or whatever, and then you can leave, and you're not paying $5 an hour to do that. The other potential option that Premium had in their quote, but not in the current contract as it's written, was businesses could validate online. You know, you go in and you could enter the license right there and the business gives you a code and you get validated. I don't know what the right answer is. That's why I wanted to bring it up here because I hadn't thought it out exactly. But I think, so, you know, the businesses had a horrible year last year. We're leading in and hopefully the vaccine will get us out of that by the summer, but they're going to start off the year still pretty bad. If you go into any of the restaurants right now, they're still at half the occupancy they can have, and that's going to continue, in my opinion, at least through June or July. And so starting them off with parking is already problematic.
The all good points. Things that need to be determined in that validation, is that mean that they are going to pay for the hour?
Or does
that
mean that
the hour is free?
We got to ask Premium exactly what they propose, right. And I don't know what the right answer to it is. I just think that it's something that we should consider as a separate rate, at least as we're moving through this process and then figure out if it even makes sense or not. And Premium hadn't talked to the business owners. I haven't talked to any of them because I've been working in Hickory. No. I'm just sitting in a hotel room thinking about stuff and reading parking from all kinds of other places to figure it out. And so I think if you put it in the rate structure and then figure out if it makes sense or not, you either activate that rate or don't. But I wanted us, this is our first chance to talk about it. Mm-hmm. I just think that if you had something like that, either like Carolina Beach does it, $3 with a 2-hour maximum in that area, that might help turnover, which might help the businesses, or some type of process where the business validates it. So the customer goes in, they scan a barcode, just like you do the menu now, and it takes you to Premium, and then your waitress says, here's the number you get to use for this thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a nice offer to the business. I don't know if they'd want to do it at all. I haven't talked to anybody, because mm-hmm. I'm out of town all the time. But if you put it in the rates and then if they don't want to use it, fine. You know, it's at least we're thinking about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what the rate should be or anything like that.
Well, I also think that first row of parking right there in front of the restaurants on K, south of K, the south side, should be like 15-minute pickup, because David said this is going to continue on for June, July with COVID, so we still need to have somewhere that people could just run in and pick up Freddy's or Jack's or get coffee, whatever, or pick up from the diner, whatever they need. So we need to designate at least a few spots, I would feel.
Yeah, I think we have three down there now, three or four.
Yeah.
Chief, is that how many are left down there?
What, 30 minutes?
Yeah.
There's six of them.
Are there six still? Okay, thanks. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Been out of town too much. So, I mean, I think you're exactly right, Joe. Until we break free those six spots, I think we work with the business owners to make sure is that the right number, but I think we're going to continue.
I think there's going to be hesitancy even probably for the next the rest of the year for people.
I think
some people
need
go
to
out.
Make sure we accomplish here is that we don't have, I would like to see less people parking in that area and going to the beach for the whole day.
Okay.
So if somebody wants to go to lunch at Jack Mackerel's or the diner, they've got a place. They can get in there and park for 2 hours or even Big Daddy. They've got a place to go in there and park during the middle of the day and can get a parking place instead of our, and I've talked to some of the employees at some of the restaurants, and they've said, you know, it's discouraging to see people unloading their car with their coolers and all their kids and stuff right here in front of the door, knowing that parking place is going to be tied up all day long.
I believe, so we got a couple things on the table.
Yep.
We got the rate on the table. We've got hourly parking on the table. We've got a 15-minute issue on the table. And we've got where to put these things. Now, think about this in the total, gentlemen. If parking stops at 5 o'clock in the evening, I don't know how many 15-minute spaces you're going to need for lunch.
Right.
Right? Because you're talking about at 5 o'clock, it all goes free. So.
But that would still control.
Well, no,
15-minute spaces would still control people coming to get Freddy's to go.
Yeah, we have those right now.
Sure.
Yeah, but I'm saying
they just get
15 minutes after 5 o'clock. You can have 5 minutes, 10 minutes, hour, whatever you want.
No, no. I disagree. I think you're mixing two different things. The 15-minute spots would be 15-minute all the time. So at 7 p.m. at night, you can still get your takeout. We did that for COVID, and I think we're going to continue until we're out of COVID. And then I think we talk with the business owners if it's valuable, because if people have changed how they do life and they want to eat at home more, which I think is very possible, it may be valuable that those stay 15 minutes for years,
yeah,
potentially, because I think there's going to be habitable changes that people are going to make. And I think as we talk with our business owners, some of those spaces may be 15 minutes forever, right?
30 minutes right now.
Or 30 minutes. Yeah. I got sidetracked. But so it doesn't matter when the time charging starts or stops, because those will be enforced by our police when the restaurants call and say someone's been there for an hour, right? That's how we are enforcing them now, is on call from the business owners. That's how, we're not marking them, but what's happening is if someone abuses it, the police get a call and they go deal with it. I think, I agree with Alan though, now that he said it, I think that little area, if we made it 2 hour parking with $3, it's cheaper, but you're only there for 2 hours.
Yeah.
And so that might help the businesses. The discouraging thing, the nice thing for our citizens and our restaurant visitors is there's probably more likely on the 4th of July to have a parking space there than it would be right now, or if we let people pay and stay all day in that area.
Well, I also think too that we've been told that our the system we're buying into has different functionality, so we can set up different areas. So when I pull in that parking place, I'm going to see that rate. We can program that rate for the parking place.
Right. So you're right. We're jumping ahead because Alan asked, but I think we should say, here's the hourly rate, the daily rate, and then if we want to say that K Avenue is different, a different rate for the short-term parking and not identify where it is yet, I think we might want to put that in the base, so there's
right.
Three rates.
Right.
I believe.
And then there's one more I have before we go.
Okay.
So the last one is a weekly rate. So here's the issue, and the chief may weigh in on this. With the plethora of short-term rentals in the town and the number of people that get to those, I think it would be valuable for us to have a weekly rate. That would also help our visitors in New Hanover County as well, that is somewhat lower, because people would, we're going to get to the resident or New Hanover County or employees, you have it on a different section, but this is in just general rates. I think a weekly rate will be valuable, because then, because we didn't talk about 24-hour parking in places that don't already have 24-hour control parking, that overflow parking, they could buy, instead of buying daily, they could buy a weekly rate, and that would help the short-term renters actually tell people, here's what you have to do if you can't fit your cars in the property. That's just a proposal as I thought about all the different constituencies, right?
I don't know if it's our responsibility to provide rental, I mean, parking places for short-term rentals.
I don't know that it is.
Not at
all. Just said that, and or for anyone. So if one of my kids come down for the week and I wanted to buy a weekly pass for them, you know, and the regular rates, then they're not messing around. Okay, you got the weekly rate, right? I'm just proposing it. I'm not locked to it, but I think it's something for us to consider, because it's another constituency group that we're going to hear from.
I think it also ties into the golf cart rental business. You're going to have golf cart rental business, which is downtown. People often rent for the week. So probably we should have a situation whereby a parking fee is associated with that rental.
Well,
you're not going to use it to drive to Wilmington. You're going to use it to park and drive around town. So we have now have...
That would be Sun Fund's responsibility to pay for that, I feel.
Not, what's that?
That would be Sun Fund's, which they could then pass all...
Well, yeah, Sun Fund would collect it and give it to us.
Golf cart rental fee to
right.
Them.
Yeah,
well,
the
user could...
It.
Yeah, it's got a tag. The user could be responsible.
Yeah.
I mean, the process...
No, they could be. Yeah, they could be. I was just trying...
And I'm not wedded to the weekly thing. I just... As we talk through this, we should talk about every constituent that's impacted, and then are we addressing them or not? And one of them, as I was sitting in a hotel room in Hickory, searching through all the other beach towns, mm-hmm. is there's a short-term rental issue. We know that they're a parking problem, and if we don't do anything for it, we just got to realize we did that consciously, not unconsciously. So that's why I brought it up, right? And that's why I proposed a weekly rate. It doesn't have to be that much cheaper, honestly, than the daily rate, but it makes it easier for the visitor. I take care of it one time on my phone. I don't got to worry about it.
$25 a day times 7 is...
$20 a day. We haven't resolved that either.
But that's still not that.
$140.
But that doesn't guarantee you a parking place.
No, none of this guarantees you a parking place.
No parking places are guaranteed.
It just guarantees
until
you don't
pull
have to
in
fiddle with it.
And pay
so
for
the
it.
Assumption is if I buy a weekly pass, I've always got a place to park.
That's how people will look at it.
Is that the same assumption for the residents that they pay for their annual pass or
we
seasonal pass?
That because I'm not there.
Okay.
Well, it seems like we have, and it is important to tie this all together so we don't have a motion on each particular item. But I would tell you, gentlemen, we are now at 2-hour pays, 15-minute pays, where, what's the cost, what's the weekly rate, golf cart rental rates, and what is the cost for the locals? All of these are questions on here. All of these do have some degree of recommendation.
Yeah.
So the only point that I would make with you is we can do one or two things. We can go through both recommendations and then let everybody think about this because it is an important decision. We're going to impact our town based on these decisions we make here today. We will impact the business owners, and we will convenience or inconvenience our residents and our guests. Well, our guests will be seeing whatever the market rates are that we deem are necessary to support the things that support them.
So, for rates per hour,
yes.
Not for employees or business programs, but for the standard rates per hour, I would make a motion. $5 per hour. Well, let's start at the lowest of that. $3 per hour in 2-hour limited areas. That'd be one. $5 per hour. $20 per day. That matches Carolina Beach. And $100 per week. That's how I would make the motion. And that's all the standard rates. And then we're going to have two other issues down in the committee recommendations.
You're also going to have a seasonal rate.
Well, I would just start with those. I agree with Joe. Start off that it's for the entire period of parking control, which we haven't set what the period was yet. But that would be my motion to the council so we can move on since you pointed out we got a lot more to talk about.
If I could, the only point of discussion that I would add to that is, since we haven't determined the timing, but if it is from May to October, whatever that is, or from April to October or March to October, do you want to offer a rate for the season? Which is what many people from Wilmington have actually sent us notes on. Please give us a rate, a seasonal rate, for consideration.
Carolina Beach charges $175 for a seasonal pass.
Right. The seasonal rate.
Okay. Then one more. That's fine. I see what you're saying. That's right.
But they recommended $200.
I would say $200 for the entire season. I agree with Joe.
I agree with everything David proposed, except the daily rate. I still think that needs to be $25.
Okay. Well, we're very close, though. We have agreement on 80% of it, or 90%. Where are you, John?
I still prefer the $4 an hour, and I would agree with the other numbers.
Okay, so we got 5, 4... 20, 20, and 25. Where are you, Alan?
Okay, so I guess I know what I'm thinking about. I still think $5 an hour. If we can do a limited hourly rate in the business district, as David talked about, I live with that. I still say $25 a day is a daily rate, and I'm not convinced on the weekly rate yet. I could be talked into a yearly permit if the price was right. Sounds like we watered everything down is what I'm hearing. So.
Yeah, I agree.
So I don't know if we all have a consensus on the motion, though.
Well, we're in the discussion on the motion. Nobody did second it yet, though. So,
well, I counter motion. No, I guess I didn't counter motion. I don't know.
We're in discussion. We have a motion on the board. We do not have a second.
Right.
We do have some comments on the motion.
Right.
So the comments, what I have is 200 season, 100 weekly, 20 daily, $5 an hour, $3 for 2 hour parking. There'll be no cost for 15 minute parking.
But that 2 hour parking would have to be limited. You can't.
That's right.
You
yes.
Can't
be yes. In limited areas. Right.
You don't continue.
That's going to be extra enforcement.
Yeah. Right. Well, no, you just tell them different. They'll set up their computer, and when they scan the tag, it'll say out or in.
Yeah.
Because it'll know it's a 2 hour parking area or not.
My father loved those parking passes at NC State, parking tickets from NC State University, and I exceeded that all the time.
There you go.
Okay. So, Alan, were you trying to reduce, was your opinion to reduce these rates? I can't hardly see you over there, so.
Do what, Craig?
He was increasing the daily rate back to 25.
You're increasing the daily rate?
Yes.
You're the deciding factor on the daily rate.
Okay. Pressure well, home. Then I'll tell you what. I am going to second the motion. Go ahead. Yes, Councilor.
It just occurred to me that it may not, you all decide whether you need to phrase your motion differently, but I believe the contract we're all contemplating involves sitting down and reaching agreement with Premium. So if that's on rates, so if that's the case, you might want to have your motion phrased as
the town's position on
town's
rates?
Recommendation to make.
Okay.
So thank you.
Good after point. The attorney, guys, okay. I'd like to rephrase my motion.
Please.
Okay.
Wait. I got a question. What are we going to do if the short-term rentals try to buy a yearly pass? But I guess that would
you only get one license plate.
It has to be by license plate.
Yeah.
So
it's not like
transferable. So, that's right.
Scratch that.
So when the anonymous crowd asked that question.
Yeah, that's good. It's a great question. So it's non-transferable. If they change license plates, it'll work. Okay, so after Attorney Guys, I would change my motion to the town's position on parking will be the following. $3 per hour in 2 hour limited areas to be defined later. $5 per hour, $20 per day, $100 per week, and $200 for a seasonal pass. I guess that's the right word.
And 15-minute parking?
And there's no rates for 15-minute parking,
right.
Which if we identify the need for that, the town will take parking out of, for whatever reason, just like the contract says. So
okay.
We'll have to identify it properly. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay. There's a motion on the floor. I will second that motion. All in favor of that motion?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
No.
No.
Okay, that motion failed.
There you go.
So, all right,
just
then.
In the 3 hour, the $3 2 hour parking to be determined later, we need to set that now because I know that's a lot, but you know, I don't want this to turn into everything OK Avenue and then Atlantic Avenue, because that's going to defeat the purpose and water it down further. So I'm hesitant. I agree with the pricing and everything, but I was hesitant to vote yes for that because I don't want that to get derailed in the conversation we have about those areas.
Yeah. Well, I think,
I mean,
in my opinion,
the road right there, right in front of the restaurants, that's all I'm talking about. Let's give the restaurants leeway and the coffee shop for customers to pick up to-go food. You know, if you can park there for 15 minutes, run in and buy a t-shirt at the pier and run right back out. You know, that's what I'm talking about.
You've got 12 spaces on that side of the street, mm-hmm. If I recall. If you make three of them 15 minutes, you've got nine. I don't know if nine is a big number to support a diner and two restaurants, actually a restaurant across the street. So three restaurants. So I can understand the need for more. I can understand less. I could understand not extending that down Atlantic, but I don't have a problem with keeping it on K.
Yeah, well, I think the issue is, I understand Joe's concern, but I think when we decide these are the areas that we want, so perfect example, there's a store up between M&N on Fort Fisher Boulevard that may request that one or two spots in front of there are 3 hour spot, or $3 for 2 hour spots versus $5 so their customers can come in and out.
Aren't they already parking up there?
That's already limited to 20 minute unloading, isn't it?
15 minutes.
Sorry.
Yeah, but it's one of the slots that could change, right?
We should make one of those paid and let them keep their own.
I don't know what we should do, but I'm saying it's not just the business district area that could have this issue. And that's why I said make it as the spots are identified in the rate structure, and then you could pick the places that it's the right rate for.
You could potentially get that lower rate in that area of the community center that you're concerned about, Joseph.
Well, I don't know. Render I made my motion, I tried. I don't know what else to say.
Well, okay, we had a motion and a motion failed. Are we willing to discuss this further? Do we have another motion, or you guys want to push this? So we agree to be undecided?
It may be simpler to match what the committee to discuss what the committee recommendations are, and then add at the end any miscellaneous items, i.e. parking along K Avenue, annual rates, and that type of thing, to keep it from getting bogged down. So I'll make a motion that we do $5 an hour for all single rate spaces and a daily rate of $20 so we can...
I'll second that.
Well, we're not discussing the other rates.
That was your motion, right?
Yeah, that's my motion.
Yeah, we're going to, but Alan's trying to sever them so we can get some agreement.
We know where we're going forward.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we have a motion and a second for $5 hourly rate and a $20 daily rate.
Right.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. And that is because I want to understand that everything is, but the motion passes. So we have 5 and 20.
Okay.
Okay. So we bit off a piece of that. What's next?
So now I make a motion. We have a weekly $100 per week rate and a seasonal $200 per season rate.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
No.
3-2. Passes.
Can I just ask why so I understand?
I think the weekly should be higher. I'm good with the $200, but I just think it should be higher.
Okay.
Okay.
Because I just feel like the short-term rentals would be the mid.
I don't know. I don't understand why we are going to provide short-term rentals.
It's not just short-term rentals. It's all of our residents have visitors that come down and stay for a weekend in the summer, including. Maybe not Joe, but I would definitely say John, myself, Craig, and probably you have a person come down for a week, and maybe they don't ride in your car. They go to Curie Beach to eat while I'm working. Maybe not. You're doing something, right? And so they can buy a pass if they want one for the time they're down, and they don't have to deal with it every single time they run to the store to the restaurant to pick up stuff or whatever. And I think
might be a valuable thing. I'm just having.
Yeah. Yes. So my point of why I think it's important is not just short-term rentals. I said short-term rentals because they are a constituency we need to address in the discussion. But just as big as that is our residents who have people come down and stay for a week.
But that doesn't give them ability to do other than park during the. Doesn't give them 24-hour right to go.
Not in beach accesses. They can't do that now. So, like the short-term rentals or the people that live right on the beach access, E Avenue, I see it because I walk down early morning night and our police officers push them out of there or they get tickets.
Okay.
Doesn't give them anything they don't do right
now. I didn't want there to be an assumption that gives them the right to park 24 hours.
No. Okay. I mean, that's going to be part of our communication issue to everyone.
Okay. I'm good.
Okay.
Okay, so we haven't addressed 2-hour parking. and we really haven't closed where.
For 2 hours, for just being, is it $3 an hour or $3 total for 2 hours?
$3 per hour is what I said on my motion.
$3 per hour was the motion.
I don't think that passed.
It didn't make it.
Yeah. No, that's how I made the motion, but it hasn't passed.
Do you want 2 hour parking, gentlemen? If you want 2 hour parking, what is the fee?
Okay, so if we do 2 hour parking, the reason for doing it is to help out the lunch traffic.
Right.
So is
or
that
breakfast and lunch.
Breakfast and lunch.
So is that an option to full day? Let's say I get there first and I want to park and go to the beach all day long. Is that going to restrict me from doing that?
Yes.
I think so. It would.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Because their system would show that you're outside your 2 hours.
I'm just trying to digest everything.
Yep.
I guess the question, well, we got to ask Premium about that, because that's, you bring up a good thing. What if you go online and pay for another 2 hours at a reduced rate?
No, see, it's got to be limited.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But I think we got to ask them if technically their system cannot let you buy another 2 hours.
They can do that.
Well, no, their system, yeah, I think they can.
Actually, they can star. Actually, in their proposal, I guess they demonstrated it as starred areas.
Right.
And
you can't buy twice.
You cannot continue to buy.
Right. But we can't.
Even better.
We can't just do the east side of Fort Fisher because we got Big Daddy's across the street. So we'd have to about do all of K Avenue from a good bit of K Avenue.
Or then we might not do anything. I don't know the right answer, right?
I know.
Can we think on that for a couple
now,
of days?
Big Daddy's does have its own parking lot. These other restaurants do not have their own parking lot.
Big Daddy's doesn't. Well, I guess they have that little one in there.
The one on the side of it is even allowed to be Big Daddy's own.
Yeah. And there's a private lot that they lease in the back if they come to terms with the owner of that lot.
Oh, yeah.
Question still on the board. Do we want 2 hour parking? And where do we want it? And then what is the cost?
Can we think about this for 3 or 4 days?
Yeah.
Is that a motion, Joseph?
Yeah, can we shelve 2 hour parking for till a meeting to be determined next week or something?
Is that a motion?
I'll make a motion. We shelve 2 hour parking till another meeting to be determined.
Hey.
See what other issues we have.
Table,
sorry.
Yeah, we're going. I'm having a hard time hearing. So.
Well, we have a motion. Do I have a second? I'll second that. All in favor?
Is again to table it.
To table it.
Table it.
Till another meeting to be determined. If we end up with any other topics we need to discuss, we need some days to think about and discuss at a later date.
Yeah. We are not coming to resolution on a lot of these things, and I think it does make sense for us to table that. So we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Okay. The rest of that rate discussion is tabled for now. We will set up another date. Ticket enforcement rates. It was the recommendation of the parking committee and the chief of police that we stick with the town posted rates for parking violations. There is, however, another piece in enforcement, and that is the unpaid balances. In other words, if they come across a license plate that has an unpaid balance, that can be booted. The booting fee would be $50 and whatever the unpaid balance is. Now, in my opinion, booting is electronic. We would have to determine how our police are engaged in this, but it is a lot cheaper than having somebody's car towed at $200 and having them try to figure out a way to go get it and where it is. So even though it may seem difficult, I think it is the calmer of the choices. in my opinion. So we have 2 points to discuss here, gentlemen.
So who will be responsible for doing this? I'm okay with leaving the town posted rates and saying the booting.
The booting will be done by Premier.
That'll be totally done by Premier.
By Premium, I'm sorry. I keep saying Premier. It's Premium.
They will also remove the boot. If someone is booted,
right.
They would stay, someone would stay in town. And you know, if that person was a repeat offender and had dinner at Jack Mackerel's and got booted while they were in Jack's, they would stay until they came out at 8 or 9.
And so you come out, you pay it online, and then they're going to come back.
Yeah, you can pay it.
Yeah. Online. Within a certain period of time?
Does the fine include, or is there, I overparked for an hour. Do I owe the fine for being illegal plus the $5 that I didn't pay for the spot for that hour?
You would owe all of the above. If you are illegally parked, you will be fined for illegal parking. If you have parked with an unpaid balance, you will be actually booted, and then you would deal with the boot fee. So you would pay the balance, the unpaid balance that is owed. You would pay the boot fee, and then you would pay, if there is a parking violation fee. I'm sorry, go ahead, Counselor.
I would recommend just coming to a general consensus on booting or enforcement, remembering that we need to work out some enforcement details with Premium. So just reach a general agreement and we can hash out availability after hours, exactly what they're collecting, how they go about it. I think these are topics that we can clear up next Tuesday.
Okay. Thank you, Counselor.
Well, I'll make the motion that we accept the ticket enforcement rates as presented.
Second.
In our agenda packet, stick to the town posted rates for parking violations, unpaid balances, and return. We'll get a boot with a $50 fee and unpaid balance in consideration. This is cheaper than total.
Second.
Okay, so was that for consensus on the point as recommended by the counselor, since we will be discussing this with Premium? Was that for consensus, Alan?
Yes, including in my motion.
But it's not a motion, it's consensus.
I think it's a motion.
Are we?
The first time they did
it. Look, since we're still going to discuss it, I think it's just consensus. So.
The first time you did it was a motion forming a position you would take to Premium.
With the working it out with the attorney and the mayor from the meeting. Do I need to completely redo my motion?
Well, I thought the attorney said it was
going to
be a consensus, not a
motion. Oh, maybe I did. I'm tired. The first time.
I'm okay being a consensus. I was trying to get us to where we can move off this topic.
Yeah, so I did mine as a motion, so it's binding for the rates. And I think it should be a motion so that we this is the council's formal position and we move on. Because then when it goes back to Premium, there's no misunderstanding of where it is. It's not consensus, it's binding. So you can actually set stuff as we move through the contract process.
Okay, so let me rephrase.
Okay,
and if I'm wrong, I'm gonna read the whole thing again, but I will make a motion that we accept the ticket enforcement rates as presented by the parking committee, the recommendation by the parking committee. And the details of this will be worked out in the terms of our contract.
Got it? Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Time to move on. Parking enforcement period. The recommendation from the parking committee was we start April 1st with a 2 or 3 week period of forgiveness on violations. One, to get people used to paid parking at Curie Beach, excuse me. And to be prepared for the end of April, the beginning of May for an active program. Now, the implication there, as pointed out by Pro Tem Hegler is that there could be some costs incurred during the violation period, which we would have to probably sign up to education.
I think it's still a good idea. I just wanted council to understand that the cost incurred per the contract that we're in the middle of still happen whether we collect fees or not, right? But I think it's a good idea. I agree with their recommendation that you have a forgiveness period in the beginning so people get used to it. The problem is everyone's going to know what the forgiveness period is and no one's going to pay, probably. But they'll
get a warning on their vehicle.
That's exactly right.
Yeah,
per light by the light.
That's right. So they'll know. That's
exactly right. If you do it today, you can come here tomorrow, you're going to get a ticket.
That's right. Yeah. So I think that's valuable. I agree with the recommendation.
And I would suggest, we start April 1st and then we start enforcement April the 19th. That's 2.5 weeks, 18 days to acclimate people. Or even
I can support that.
Push it out to the 23rd, which is
Friday.
Yeah, I can
Friday. Support that.
Because Easter is the weekend of the 4th. So that's typically the unofficial start. So
what day do you pick in there, Joseph?
Well, let's just do it the weekend of the 23rd. April 1st to the 23rd would be warnings. Almost 3 weeks, over 3 weeks.
Well, just the first time, right? So if they come down again, it's not
the first time.
You get
so
a warning.
Your first time
one
is a warning.
Single
and
warning.
And they need to, on the warning, say that, okay, next time you'll get a ticket. So people know. Because people may think that, you get a forgiveness period, that means I should get the park the whole month.
Yeah, I don't think there's something out there that they got 18 days of free parking.
Exactly right. That's what I'm saying. That should be on the warning itself. So
right.
I can support Joe's, if he makes a motion, I'll support it.
Well, let's see if we can finish this with the September 30th at the end date.
When's Labor Day this week here?
It's early. Let me see.
The 6th. My opinion is
September?
Yeah.
Yeah, my opinion is to keep October out of it because it's a big fishing month.
Yep.
And I think we're known for that. I would like to keep it that way.
I agree.
No, I don't have a problem with that type.
Okay, well then, Joseph, you want to make a motion here on your
I will make a motion with the parking enforcement period that we begin April 1st with warnings issued until Friday, April 23rd. Unless there are repeat offenders with warnings, and the parking season will end on September 30th, the enforcement period.
I'll second that.
Okay. Motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Good. Now, resident programs. Resident owner.
So I think it's easier, we need to talk to premium, but I think instead of making passes per household, that residents use your registration card says Curie Beach on it. The one problem with that I've talked with Arlen is the 70 homes in the north part of town that actually have a zip code to Carolina Beach, I don't know what their actual registration for their car says.
Yeah.
But if your car is registered in Curie Beach, you can get a pass, and I don't know what rate we should set. I think it should be higher than $20, but then you can register your cars.
I thought we were going to try to keep it where the property owners of Curie Beach didn't have to pay for parking. Is that an assumption?
The intent on the rate is there will be some involvement of our financial department, probably in the verification. So there will be some administrative effort associated with this. So the fee nominally was expected to be about 20. The information will go into the premium database because it will be by license plate number, but there will be some effort associated with the town to make this happen.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If we work with Premium and you send a picture, so your registration has an address and a license plate number on it. Mm-hmm. So if you use that through their process, it takes town staff out of it, which I like. And then you just sign in and you do the payment and everything if there's a payment. We haven't agreed to that. I think there should be. But then that takes it totally out of staff's hand. You take a picture of your, you know, premium has to do something else. There's another process that I assume they can do, but I don't know. That you basically take a picture of your registration, which should be in your car all the time per our chief. It has your license plate number on it and the town of Curie written in it. And then you send that in, you put in your payment with that, and then they process it and you're done. And your license plate's registered for the whole season, and town staff never had to deal with it at all. The one question I had, and Arlen and I haven't figured out the answer yet, is for our the former Wilmington Beach, Hamby Beach, Wilmington Beach, whichever one got annexed, the zip code actually is a Carolina Beach zip code, and yeah. I don't know what their actual registration
says.
But we
have a way of determining those vehicles when it comes to our $5 vehicle tax.
Well, we can.
I know, that's why I asked.
That will be listed in your registration, because I just got mine the other day in the mail. So it'll say, it says KB fee or something like that. KBV fee.
What?
$5.
Oh, yeah, that's the taxes. Well, that's the other reason. For anyone that's living here that wants a tag and hasn't re-registered their vehicle properly, it'll be another reason to encourage them to do that. And then we would get the property tax, the car property taxes that should be coming to Curie Beach for someone living here that may not be, because they've been lazy about getting their car registered in the right place. There's another benefit in my mind.
But some of the folks that own homes here are not going to register cars to try to become a resident. I mean, they still live in New Jersey.
That's right. Yeah, that's true.
But they cannot.
So they would pay. They pay a seasonal pass of $200. They're not living here.
And they cannot assign it, by the way. And from the perspective, the other thought about a nominal fee associated with that is because that, do you want every available car that is registered to have free access, or do you want to limit it to two per household? Do you want to limit it to three per household? Do you want to go with any number of cars per household?
I would rather limit it. If we're going to do free, then it's limited to two cars per household, per property. And then you've just got to figure out whether you're going to buy additional pass or not.
So you would say two cars free, and the third car is $200 for the season?
Yeah. If we're giving them two free to go along with it.
Then what's the
problem? This whole pay parking thing is that I want us to make sure we can do this where it doesn't cost the property owners of Curie Beach to park.
Okay, so
honestly, how many times am I going to go? Of course, I don't have to pay for the $20 either, but how many times do I go for beach access and that type? I don't, because where I live, I have an access point that I can go to.
Right.
So I was just, my whole train of thought through this whole conversation has been to keep the resident program, and resident I mean property owners, free. If I'm in the minority, I'm in the minority.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
But
I'm not disagreeing with you. I mean, I just my concern is, and I guess staff may be able to weigh in. I think, you know, each property owner could send a certified email with, here's my two license plates to register, and we can do that, right? I mean, I don't like it, but we could do that, right? Because that's 4,000 license plates that they have to enter to premier every year. And then once you get on registered, I sold that car, or I changed my license plate. So it's an ongoing staff issue, in my opinion. But it's not insurmountable. I don't know that I personally agree that that you should just, okay, we're going to make everyone else pay for parking. Now, our citizens' property taxes pay to maintain all this, so maybe you might be right. My thought was there's a fee. Carolina Beach and all the other beach towns that I could see, if you want to go in our paid parking spaces, you pay some fee for it. That's what I saw.
I'm just
sitting in the hotel room
and hitting. And I'm also relating what I was hearing from when I talked to citizens.
Oh, yeah?
What they wanted to see. They said, We're okay with paid parking lot. We don't have, of course, it's the same anything else, not my backyard.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not saying, I'm just saying I looked at what everybody else is doing, and that doesn't seem, nowhere can I find, and I'm not saying it's not there, because I didn't look at every beach town, but of the paid parking that I looked at, everyone paid, including the residents and property owners of the beaches. I'm not saying it's right or wrong, that's just what I follow the model.
It can be one car free, next car X. It could be two cars at X. It doesn't have to be absolute in any direction. John, what's your opinion?
My opinion is that everybody should be willing to chip in whatever we set in order to use those spaces. If I go down and use a space, and I can walk to the beach where I live, but if I drive downtown to use one, I'm taking up a space that could be generating money. And so maybe it's cheaper for me because I pay taxes, but I do not have a problem with the residents and owners contributing some if they're going to use the spots.
Mm-hmm. Frankly, you could even send an age limit on the thing if you wish to.
An age limit?
Yeah, just like the way, I mean, as you look at, if you're concerned about very senior citizens with limited incomes, I mean, I don't know. So,
again, staff has to deal with that,
yep.
Right? So anything you do that, unless you can make it easy for Premier to evaluate the request, and that's what I tried to do when I thought about the registration card, because it has the two pieces of information they have to have, Curie Beach written on there and the license plate. Anything other than that, staff has to get involved. It's a staff process that we're going to have to build for it to work.
Which is what I expected there to be staff involvement in.
Right.
Where are you, Joseph?
I'm fine with the two vehicles, $20 each. And if they want anything further, they have to pay for it.
Then they'll buy a seasonal pass.
Seasonal pass, yeah.
So then we got to make sure we identify to staff how they figure that out, right? So is it by, I mean, because, you know, the two vehicles per household, so if they're renting their property, or if so like I own property, Joe, you're living in it, or someone else is living in it, Manny's living in it, and I say, well, I'm going to get my two passes. Sorry, Manny, you're going to have to pay $200 a season, or, you know, the hourly rate or the monthly, weekly rate, whatever. How do we help staff so that, I mean, it has to be very clear so that staff can do what we're asking. And I don't know that I understand the process.
Maybe table it and think about that.
Yeah. Is that another table thing to be with the other one?
Yeah.
I'm fine with that, but I just think the answer of what we just said is not easily implemented by the process in my head. Mandy, do you have how you do it?
We probably should speak with a Premium about that also and say, hey, this is, look, maybe.
Arlen's up.
I think the key thing is something that David brought up. It's like, is it two per property owner, which many of those do not live in Curie Beach, or is it two per actual resident, full-time resident?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think it's two per property, and the owner and their renter gets to figure it out, but it's two per. So we know how many lots there are, how many properties, right? And I think it's whether they're built on or not. So how many lots do we have, John?
Boring her to death.
It's like 2,400 parcels.
Yeah, so 2,400 parcels, so there's 4,800 of these, max.
Because that'll draw town involvement a lot more into it.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
But it would just be the first year. I mean, from that point over, the process should be much easier next year. I mean, yeah, there may be some legwork to catch up on.
And this is only who requests them. I mean, it's not going to be.
That's right. So max it'd be 4,800. It could be less than that, probably.
But just for example, the house that I live in, at some point before I purchased it, was owned by two families. I don't know if they lived in the same town, but it was owned by two different. It was a joint property family. We've
got
to get through that issue too.
No, they got to figure it out among the owners.
Well, they got.
There's multiple owners. There's two.
But you're gonna give.
Whoever's fastest. That's the issue. Is I don't want to put it in staff's fault if three people apply because there's three owners. The first two were the first two, and you guys can go fight. That's why I'm saying this process is kludgy. The more I think about it, the more I don't like what we're turning over to staff. That, you know.
Okay. Are we tabling this point so we can move on? Or yes. Are we going to get okay. talk it through yes. a resolution?
Yeah. Okay.
Let's have a motion.
Make a motion we table this.
Well, we're going to move forward with $20 and two per home, right?
No, we don't have that, right? We don't even have that at this point.
All right, never mind.
David?
Yes, what?
Were you making a...
Make a motion we table this to be done with the next meeting we scheduled in.
Okay.
Is that a second?
Yes, second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Moving on. Business program for workers.
I agree with what was proposed by the parking committee that our business employees and the process I envision is that the business owner provides names and license plates to staff and the fee, which I think $100 is reasonable, is half the seasonal fee, so that our employees can actually continue to be servers at our restaurants and our lifeguards and the pier and Sam's and everywhere else. It's a benefit to the residents that we have people work down there, so we have those businesses. And I think that's reasonable. It splits the middle. So I make a motion we...
Let me ask a question first, so I understand. If we load their license plates in, couldn't pass them in one of those windows. If we load their license plates in, and they have money on Tuesday off, can they come down park for free all day?
I think they can, yeah. I mean, so by feedback from that, because I asked that question, actually in Jack's to a bunch of servers, most of them don't want to come to Curie Beach after they're off. And not because they don't love Curie Beach, but because they don't want to see all their customers on the beach that they served alcohol and had to interact with. So the feedback is that's very low, at least in the small sample that I talked to. I see some people shaking their heads in the audience. I appreciate that.
I think we're going to need some clarity to the business owners that for turnover purposes, when an employee is gone, that we're notified so we can remove the license plate from the system.
Yeah, this is going to be a chase for this.
I think it's a certified email. All the business owners have to buy a business license, right, John? Do we have business licenses? Huh?
The brick and mortar, yes.
For Curie Beach, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, through the town of Curie Beach, right?
Yes, sir.
So we have a contact. So that contact, because they bought a business license, is
only
authorized.
Only for the sale of alcohol.
Only for the sale of alcohol?
I think we need some alcohol.
He said brick and mortar, you said sale of alcohol, so which is it?
Deferred.
Yeah,
like what used to be called privilege licenses, where it's gone away with okay. by the state.
Definitely the fire department, they're not represented, but we have to do fire inspections on all businesses, right, John?
Yes, sir.
So we have a list of those businesses, and on that list, I assume the town has the owner or operator of that list, because that's the contact, that person is authorized to send to the town both when they hire an employee, and if they fire them, they're responsible to tell us to take them off the list, I think. Do you guys agree with that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so I think we got to work with our business owners, but I think we know who they are, and if we gave them the guidance that, you know, you got to tell us when you hire someone, their license plate, and you got to tell us when you fire them so we can take them off this plan.
Okay.
And then they have the option to buy.
All right, let's just use a hypothetical plan. We've got business A that says they have 10 people that are working today. Are we going to tell them these 10 parking?
No.
Parking? We're going to let them park.
They buy for the season, yeah.
We're going to let them park in front of the front door?
Well, not in the 30-minute parking, but they can park anywhere everybody else parks. I mean, they're paying for a pass.
They're paying for a pass, okay. Yeah. I'm just trying to get it.
And actually, for the number of days they use, someone in the county pays $200, let's say. Someone across the bridge, they come every day and park right in front of Atlantic Avenue, right? They get here first, they park every day, they're a sun worshiping person for $200. An employee who's serving our citizens pays half that much, and they're only down here when they're working. So, I mean, you can't... I'm just telling you in my head, that's where I'm at. I'm not saying I'm right, but that's, as I've thought about it, that's where I got to.
Exclusion is difficult, you're right. So, all right, we had, did we have a motion on the 100?
So, let me ask Bill's question. So, is the worker or the property owner, is that going to be up to them to determine who pays for that $100 parking place?
The business may or they may tell their employees to. That's the thing each employer will figure out where the money comes from.
Yeah.
We're trying to help our businesses out on one side, then that way to charge them on the other side.
Well, they don't work without employees. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm fine if you say it should be cheaper than that, but, because I want to help them. I don't know which way they'll go, right? If they're having problems getting employees, they might do a bonus and buy them the passes. Hiring, if they're not having problems, then they might tell them they're responsible. I don't know how that'll play out, honestly. Because once they've got approval to the town, then someone's got to pay for it. That's the second part.
Mm-hmm.
And we want them to pay for it through Premier, I think,
yes.
Not through the town.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there are other benefits. I know you said they may not want to come back, but there are other benefits here. So I could see it go either way.
Okay.
And that... We don't need to be, thankfully, involved in that part of the discussion.
Hold on. Can I step out for just a second, please?
Sure.
May I be excused?
How long do you need?
10 minutes.
Let's take a break.
Let's take a 10-minute break.
Yes.
May I have a motion?
How long?
Make a motion for a 10-minute break.
All right, working on it.
Second.
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 All in favor?
All right.
Aye.
You are now honored.
Ladies and gentlemen, we resume the meeting. May I have a motion to resume?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you for the brief stop, Council.
Okay. We did not conclude on the business program. Are we ready to conclude on that? Or
I'm ready to make a motion. I don't know. Do we need more discussion?
Alan, do you have more discussion that you want to bring up?
I just don't know. Well, I'd rather us, if we're going to table some other things, I'd assume.
Okay.
I'd be the minority. I don't know that I'm all the way there on this issue.
All right.
Well, this is a big decision. If somebody needs some time, let's table it till Monday at 4 o'clock or something.
I would tell you, gentlemen, I really don't want to go past Monday because we have been dealing with this for 3 years. I know you guys haven't, but I would like to get some of these things concluded. We can always change our mind.
Yeah.
Okay. Right? We can always change our mind. So, all right, let's go.
Advantage of this company we chose is we can make changes anytime.
You change middle of the... You
so, Alan, are you making a motion to table the business discussion until we reschedule
the meeting? Yeah, I'll make a motion if we table the business... the business program for workers until later time.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
So, as we're running into short hairs, Mayor,
yes.
I propose that we let the town clerk read public comments so we get them in today, and then I'd make a motion we continue this meeting till. Is 4 o'clock too early on Monday, Joe?
That's fine.
4 p.m.?
No, I think, well, we have an emergency meeting starting at 5:30.
That's why I said an hour and a half.
Yes. 6. Based on today, do you think an hour and a half is enough?
It better be.
Yeah, it has to be. No, if not, we'll
if
just
not,
keep at it.
I have to continue, but you know, I have a job, and I can't get there earlier than 4 o'clock. That's the earliest I can do it.
Okay.
So
I make a motion after the...
Well, let's make the motion after I finish.
So let's let the town clerk read public comments and then...
How many comments do you have?
Continue.
How many people are on the line also?
2 seconds.
Mandy, you can't do it all at once?
We have 9 on the line. And I have one email. But it's a long one, because they were trying to send information through the chat function of Teams, and my chat function is disabled because of public record requirements and record retention. So in the email at 10:16, this is from John Robinson.
Address?
I do not have an address for him.
Do not need that.
I will email him back and get that from him. It says at 10:16, it looks like we cannot do anything as a town individually without following Carolina Beach. A shame that Curie Beach cannot do anything different. Same parking, same speed limits, etc. 10:17.
Your point, John.
Why would residents be required to pay? We already pay taxes for these spaces and pay for the town decal. 10:23. Is the town in a financial crisis that we have to raise revenue? Why not keep what makes Curie Beach such a great place, a friendly town, without charging the park? How much will it cost to administer a paid parking program? 10:48, if someone pays $100 a week for parking, they are going to expect to have a space to park in, not based on availability. This gives a false assumption to the person paying for a week that they will have a space. 10:56 a.m., will you provide a cost analysis breakdown of this new service? How much the town will be paying premium parking? How much it will cost the town to administer the program? Enforcement, parking tickets, billing, paying the premium invoice, distribution of decals, etc., and projected revenue the town will receive. Also consider the potential impact to the business district, pier, restaurants, etc., and reputational risk of the town. 11:01 a.m., the rate to fish on the pier will increase at least $5 or $25 if they want to fish all day. Breakfast at the diner or Big Daddy's will increase at least $5 and possibly more, realistic $10 per meal. Anyone believe that people will pay that much more, or will this take away business from these restaurants? 11:13 a.m., since this decision will impact all residents and all visitors to Curie Beach, should the decision to begin a parking fee program be given to the vote of the residents. Residents should not have to pay for parking. 11:15 a.m., if the town is providing premium with residents' personal identifier information, such as license plate information and address, how is responsible for data breach of personal identifier information? Will the town That's take responsibility question. If premium has a data breach and resident information is compromised? 11:18 a.m., above should state who is responsible for the data breach. 11:30, more taxes for business, potentially less business due to requiring parking fees. Sounds like they will either have to raise their prices or go out of business. Doesn't sound like we're supporting the businesses nor their employees. And that is it.
Is that all from one individual at different times?
Yes.
Is there, and there's no address on there at the bottom?
I don't have his address. Hold on, let me see.
Maybe at the bottom of his note?
It's not there. No, I don't
okay.
have it either.
That's, okay. Thank you, Mandy.
Is that the only input? Mm-hmm. So do we need to open it with star six to the people online?
Yeah. If you have a specific question relative to parking, star six, and bring it forward. Well, I don't hear any. Therefore, you want to give us a proposal for the timing?
So make a motion we continue this meeting till 4 p.m. on Monday, February 15th, day after Valentine's Day.
Second.
Motion and second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. We have a motion to end the meeting.
I'm sorry, sir.
Motion for adjournment.
Motion to adjourn?
Aye.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Sorry, sir.